Hello.
Tech9 here.
Oh, great to talk to you. Thank you for making the time.
Oh man, it's cool. Thank you.
Oh, let me just turn on the recording so I
All right.
can save everything you
Yes, sir.
say. You looking forward to the show tonight?
Oh man, I can't wait.
And you've been to Denmark a few times before, right?
Yes, I have, man. I've done Roskilde a few times, yes.
All right. So, my first question is actually, do you feel when you have such a huge international following, do you feel more appreciated at home or outside of the States?
Both, man, but it's like a certain shows that always stick out, and I've always told people over the years there's two shows that I've done, you know what I mean, or three, you know what I mean, now three, but I used to always say those two shows, it was Denver and Denmark that had the most impact when it came to people and the intensity of the crowd. And recently, my hometown KC has caught up, you know what I mean? It's wonderful. Yeah.
And which Danish show was it? Was it one of the Roskilde ones or?
It was the first Roskilde one I did with LOC, and that was crazy. And the next day I did my own tent at Roskilde, and there was over 20 something thousand people there. I think it was gonna be 100 people, and they're just the energy from the crowd and the love, it was unmatched back then.
Oh wow. What a warm reception.
Yeah, man, crazy.
I wanted to ask you, what put Danish rap on your radar? Like you mentioned LOC, and I know you have a song with Lusso as well.
It was a song with LOC called Just a Girl, and the song I did with Uso called International Player, you know what I mean? And made those guys bring me out here, and I thank them for that because it done a lot. It did a lot for me here in Denmark. You know, we even like kicked it here for a while back when Christiania was popping. You know what I mean? Pusher Street or whatever. I heard they don't have it anymore, but you know what I mean? Is it still there or no?
It's still there. Oh, or not Pusher Street. They've made some changes, but Christiania is still going strong somehow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they say that they shut it down the way it used to be. That's what I heard.
It's definitely different.
Yeah, I hate that, man. I had a good time in Christiania. A few times.
Is that one of the things that brings you to Europe, or one of the things you like about Europe and Scandinavia? Just freedom about those kind of things.
Oh yeah, that was one thing, but the most thing, the thing the most struck me was the love from the fans.
They really embrace artists, and you show up and they know all the words to the songs as well.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like all around the world, same song, and I had no idea that I had those many fans in Denmark. I'm anxious to see what the show is going to be like tonight.
Yeah, I know it's near sold out, right? The Copenhagen show.
Oh, I don't know, man. I haven't heard anything.
Oh yeah, it says very few tickets left, so
Okay,
I think you'll
that's a
get a warm
beautiful thing.
response again. Have
Yes.
you had a chance to get like an impression of Scandinavians and what they're all about? And I don't know, just what's your impression of Scandinavians?
Man, I always said from the couple of times I've been out here, this is one of my perfect, this is one of my favorite places. I love the way it feels here. When I got here yesterday, we walked around a bit, and I'm like, oh man, I remember this place, man. It was just so warm, and people showed me so much love, you know. So many people recognized me yesterday when I was out eating. I'm like, whoa. You know what I mean? I'm like, it solidified, like, I remember this place.
Amazing to be appreciated as well.
Yes.
Then I wanted to get into some music stuff, like How do you feel a great live show can enhance the musical experience for a fan?
It's all about that, man. It's all
Yeah.
about connecting with the fans. It's all about you coming, doing your best, and when you return, they'll come back with more friends, and it keeps growing and growing and growing. And that's what I've always known in doing shows, that it's all about the fans' experience.
Yeah.
And I'm just proud to have fans here like that, you know what I mean? Because after I did one show, I came back and there was more people the next year. You know what I mean? And it just kept growing. You know what I mean? I've even done places in the area like Nibe. You know what I mean?
Really?
And
I didn't know about that though.
yeah, man. I had a lot of fans in the Nibe Fest, man. It was crazy. You know.
Oh yeah. I also wanted to ask you, like, since you're so prolific and you put out a lot of high quality music, where you must have gotten your work ethic from somewhere, and I wanted to ask, how did that develop?
I guess I've always had it, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Even in high school, you know what I mean? Just always wanted to do extra. And in music, it didn't change at all, you know what I mean? Because I always wanted to give my fans quality music, and I've always wanted to really impress my biggest fans, and that's my children.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, man. To see my kids now at a show, they're not kids anymore, but you know what I'm saying? When I see them now at a show, man, and they mouthing all the words, man, it's like they've been there since day one. So crazy. Well, not actually day one, but you know, since their day one, you know what I'm saying?
That must be an incredible feeling to share it with them.
Yes, it is.
And since you're a music veteran for sure, how does that affect your musical choices? Like, does it liberate you in any way? Are you freer? Do you maybe experiment more collaborations? How does the
I've always experimented, you know what I mean? And for a while, it took a minute for it took a minute for my peers to catch on, because I was such a different artist when it came to hip hop. You know, with back then, with the red spiked hair and the face paint, and you know, the bishop's robe and everything. You know what I mean? It was just so different, but over the years, it started catching people's attention, and it felt so good that outside of my bubble I thought I was in Kansas City, Missouri, that people in New York were paying attention, like Raekwon, like Nas, you know, some people in LA was paying attention, like Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg, you know what I mean? And people in the South, like Lil Wayne and T.I., and people in metal like Corey Taylor and Serj Tankian, you know, so the
Yeah,
list just
man,
goes
definitely.
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the list goes on. It feels wonderful to be a pioneer like that, and people started to pay attention,
The
you
first
know.
song I heard with you, where I listened to it a lot as well, was on the Carter Four. I think you have an interlude on there, right?
What song was it?
Carter Four, I think it's just called Interlude, where you actually are rapping by yourself on a Lil Wayne album. So, was that something that opened some doors for you as well, like opened up some fan bases for you?
Yes.
But I
You know
guess
what I
you were
mean?
already established at that point, so.
Yes, I was, you know what I mean? I always wrote my music to travel, man. You know what I mean? And it worked.
Good to know that you can be yourself and succeed.
Yes.
And you have a very supportive fan base. How much does, like you said, sharing your personality on tracks help you connect with them?
That's the whole key, man. You know what I mean? A lot of people, they see you on a stage and it puts you on a pedestal and they look up to you. But when you let the fans in to your personal life, like I've done over the years, you know what I mean? puts you on a level playing field with them. And they feel like that, wow, I have that going on as well, just like Tech N9ne. I look at him higher, but the same problems and the same confusion connects with the fan. I think that's very important.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, but did I see that you had shared a message from The Rock on Instagram?
Where he yes, had, I did.
Said he appreciated yeah. the music.
Yeah, he told me he's been a fan for so many years. I met him for the first time, I think, last year yeah. on the set of Ballers.
Oh,
and,
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he invited me. You know, I was out in L.A. doing some press, and some people got together and got us to meet each other on the set of Ballers. Man, he told me he's been, like, really paying attention since Riot Maker. Riot Maker was one of his favorite songs back in 2006 and things like that. I was so, I was flabbergasted, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and one of the last questions I have for you is, in the era of entrepreneurs, do you think that independent musicians are viewed differently?
I've always been different.
Yeah.
I've always been viewed differently.
Yeah.
But when we did it way back in the day, a lot of other people weren't doing it. So I think that we were like the inspiration that let people know that we are a force to be reckoned with. And all those people that I named, all my peers that I ended up working with, like Serge and Corey and all the people I've ever done songs with, E-40 and this, that, and the other, I think they viewed me as, they started to view me as an elite MC and not just different because I was independent, you know what I mean? Because a couple of those guys back in the day were actually independent and still independent, like E-40, ICP, you know what I mean? The list goes on. And now there's so many independent artists, you know what I mean? And I've even had people like Wiz Khalifa say that I inspired them, you know, back then, you know, so it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love the do-it-yourself aspect of it.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of people back then, they thought that that would probably be a hard task, and it is a hard task, but if you can actually stay focused and do it, the reward is so wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, and then this is a bit different type of question. I just wanted to ask you, are you a Kansas City Chiefs guy?
Oh, yes, I am. I've been since I was a little boy. My uncle Ike Isaiah, he took me to games when I was a little boy, and I've always been connected to the Chiefs. But being born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, anything that's Kansas City, I'm connected to, like the Kansas City Royals, the Kansas City Chiefs, Sporting KC, soccer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything.
I remember when they had Priest Holmes and Dante Hall and Tony Gonzalez.
Yes.
And they had the Danish kicker and Morten Andersen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So they were showing a bunch of their games in Denmark at that time.
Crazy.
And, of course, now you have the MVP, and if you didn't lose Kareem Hunt last season, maybe go all the way.
Yeah, man, that was horrible that we lost Kareem Hunt, man. But I'm always pushing for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know what I mean? Yes.
Oh, I don't have much more for you today, but thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. And it's a super cool paper that I write for. It's called Scandinavia Standard.
Okay.
Oh, and I was hoping you could do like an audio drop for it. So
okay. What's the name of it again?
Scandinavia Standard. So if you could
yeah.
introduce yourself
okay.
and then maybe
mm-hmm.
say I Set the Standard in Scandinavia or something along those lines?
Yo, this be the one them call Tech Nine right here, and I love doing my interview on the Scandinavian. What is it called?
Scandinavia Standard.
Okay. Yo, this be the one them call Tech Nine right here on the Scandinavian report. Standard, hold on. Yo, this be the one them call Tech Nine, and I'm right here on the standard. I'm gonna say it right. I'm sorry, I just woke up,
No,
brother.
that of course. So
Okay.
Scandinavian
Yo,
Standard.
yeah, Scandinavian Standard, right?
Without an N at the end, just Scandinavia.
Oh, Scandinavia Standard, okay.
Yeah.
Yo, this be the one them call Tech Nine right here on the Scandinavia Standard.
Thank you,
Thank you, brother.
man. And I'll try to get the article up as quick as possible so it can help Owens' the show as well.
Thank you, brother.
But it is gonna be a foot packed house tonight, so I know you're gonna
Yes,
talk
sir. Let's
fast.
go. I can't wait.
Enjoy it. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.
Bye.